This is Apostle Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. We want to continue talking about our Heavenly Father, how powerful He really is. Please turn with me to Genesis 26. Hallelujah. Talking about Isaac in verse 14. Isaac had possessions of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants, and Philistines envied him. Maybe that's the situation you're in right now, that people on your jaw, people that you know are envious of you. But don't worry, the greater one lives within inside of you. For all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham his father, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. And Amalek said unto him, Go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. Then Isaac departed and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar. And he started digging wells, and the enemy started doing the same thing. Started stopping up his wells that he was trying to redig, which his father Abraham had dug. Verse 19, And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water, but they did it again. They strove with them. Verse 22, And he removed from thence and digged another well, Isaac did, and for that they strove not, and he called the name of it Rehoboth, for he said, Now Yahweh had made room for us, we shall be fruitful in the land. Look how powerful our Father is, that the enemy could not go into Rehoboth. See, the enemy can only go so far in your life. He can only do so much in your life. The Father has him on a short leash. And maybe he seems to be succeeding in your life, but no, he's not. Because the greater one lives within you. All we have to do is turn our flesh over to the to the Father, that he would mortify the deeds of our flesh and conform us to the image of Yeshua. Hallelujah. And the enemy cannot follow you, cannot go against you successfully. But the Father made room for them, and he's ready to make room for us. Hallelujah. Maybe you're going through so much turmoil. The enemy's hitting and hitting and hitting. But the Father is ready to give you a respite. He's ready to bring you into Rehoboth. He's making room for you in the middle of the battle that you're in. Hallelujah. Verse 24, And Yahweh appeared unto him and said, I'm the God of Abraham, thy father. Fear not, for I'm with you, and I'll bless you and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. And he built an altar and called upon the name of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. In verse 15, verse 26, Then Amalek went to him from Gerar, and he was at one of his friends, and Sakur, the chief of his army. And they came to him, and he wanted to sign a covenant with him, because they were afraid, because they could not follow him and his people into Rehoboth. Hallelujah. See, the Father can provide a table for you right in the midst of your enemies. Allow him to do so. Keep showing up on your job. Keep believing that the Father is going to change that situation. Hallelujah. Because he's going to show up for you. And your enemies will know that your Father is inside of you and shine his glory shining through you, through your face. Hallelujah. And in everything you do. And verse 28, they said, We saw certainly that Yahweh was with you, and now let's have a covenant. The reason they saw that Yahweh was with them, because they could not follow them into Rehoboth. The Father had cut them off. And say, maybe you think the enemy has succeeded before that. But see, the Father is saying, no more. We talked about on this broadcast earlier, the earlier broadcast, about the number 10 or divisible by 10. Means the Father is cutting something or somebody off. And that's exactly what happened. Hallelujah. And so, in verse 31, they rose up early in the morning and swore in this covenant, and they departed from Isaac. Verse 32, And it came to pass the same day that Isaac's servants came and told them concerning the well which they had digged. We found water. Hallelujah. See, the Father can show up for you. He's so powerful. Don't be fooled what the enemy's doing these last days. Hallelujah. And things that are happening in the world. Because the Father is allowing the devil more room to fulfill his promise, his prophecies in these last days. Just draw close. Just draw close to him. Be part of that remnant. Don't always want to be in the majority. Be part of that remnant that's going to walk in holiness with his help. And stand true against the enemy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. He's just so good. Go with me to Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3. In verse 1, now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, and was at the backside of the desert. Verse 2, and the angel of Yahweh appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush, and the bush was not being consumed. And that's the way it is with you. The devil's been working on you, but you're still alive. You still have your health. He's been working on you, but the Father would not let him touch your body. Hallelujah. He can only go so far. And if the devil has touched your body, the Father can reverse the curse. He's the God of a complete reversal. Verse 3, and Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. And when Yahweh saw that he turned aside, he said, Moses, Moses. Hallelujah. And he said, here I am. Put off your shoes. You stand on holy ground. Verse 6, I'm the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, God of Jacob. And he was afraid to look upon the Father. And Yahweh said, I've surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and I've heard their cry by reason of the taskmasters, for I know the sorrows. And the Father knows what you're going through. He knows the situation you're going through. Hallelujah. And he wants to pull you out of it. He feels what you're going through. Verse 8, for I've come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. He's going to have you take some of these people's places. Even some Christians that could not go all the way, to turn their back on Jesus. He's going to give you their position. Hallelujah. It's so important in these last days to walk in holiness, to perfect holiness in the fear of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Verse 9, now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I've also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. See, he wants to take you out of something into something better. Hallelujah. Egypt is a type of sin. Maybe you're still hanging around in sin, but just turn that sin over to him. Because we have to be rapture ready. He's coming back so soon. If you turn it over to him, he'll give you strength to resist, to submit to him and resist the devil, and he'll flee. But don't try to hide your sin. Don't be embarrassed about your sin. Just give it up to the Father, because he knows everything about you. Hallelujah. And in fact, Moses said, well, how am I going to go to Pharaoh? In verse 12, the Father said, certainly I'll be with you, and it shall be a token unto you that I've sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve me upon this mountain. And Moses said unto the Father, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they say unto me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. Hallelujah. I am that I am. Hallelujah. And the Hebrew word for I am is Ayer, and the word for that is Asha. I am, Asha, I am. It just so happens that the richest tribe in Israel was Asher. And he's saying, I am, Asher, I am. He's saying, I can bless you. Just put your name in there. I am on either side. Yeah, he can make you like Asher. He can make you rich for his kingdom work. I am, Asher, I am. Say that, because the I am is in either side. And he'll make it happen as long as you turn your flesh over to him. Allow him to mortify the deeds of your flesh and conform you to the image of Yeshua. And as long as he's able to build up your character to uphold the wealth, he'll send you the wealth. But just say, I am Asher, I am. He wants you to put yourself in the middle there, that he can bless you for the work of saving souls. Let's say unto the children of Israel, I am had sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God. Remember, every time you see Lord capitalized, it's Yahweh 7,000 times in the Old Testament. It's Yahweh. Some of us are not used to saying that, but it's so important that we do. He is the one that is and was and is to come. Hallelujah. And see, Yahweh is not even a noun. It's an action verb. When you say Yahweh, he actively moves on your behalf. First time One of the first times we see Yahweh mentioned is in Genesis chapter 2 when it said Yahweh formed man out of the dust of the earth. When he uses his name Yahweh, that means he's actively working with his creation. He actively works for you and continually works for you. That's what Yahweh means when you call upon his name. You may not be used to it, but it's real. Use it as a powerful weapon. David came against Goliath in the name of Yahweh. It's so powerful. The Yahweh Elohim of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever. Hallelujah. And when he says, I am that I am, whatever you need him to be today, he can be for you. If you need him to be your healer, he can do it for you. If you need him to be your deliverer, he can deliver you. If you need him to be your fortifier, he can fortify and strengthen you. If you need him to be your repairer, he can repair where the enemy has moved and broken through. Hallelujah. He can be your architect. He can build you up out of nothing. He can restore the former desolations. He can wipe out what the enemy is doing in your life and give you a brand new beginning. He can do that today. He's the God of the new beginning. He's the God of the breakthrough. Hallelujah. And that's what he's showing. That I can set my people free from this burden, this bondage. He knows what you're going through. It's not hidden for him. He knows it. He wants to touch you today. I want you to put your hand on the radio. Father, people that are listening out there, they need a breakthrough, Father. And help them to turn their flesh over to you on a daily basis. Allow you to modify the deeds of their flesh and conform them to the image of Jesus, Yeshua. Help them to do so, Father. And as they do, I ask you to touch them with your healing anointing, with your deliverance anointing. Prosper them, Father. Give them houses where they need a place to stay. Give them jobs, Father. Only you can do it. They don't have to look to any man. You can do it. You can use men to help them. But I'm asking for a miracle in their lives right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Just receive your miracle and give me a testimony of what he's done for you. I want to tell you some more about our ministry. Again, this is Apostle Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677. That's 772-801-3677. I have a website, henrywalker.org, www.henrywalker.org. I have about 250 prophetic messages on there. I've written three books. One is called Seasons, which talks about the feasts, but that we thought were for the Jews only are really all about Jesus. And he's fulfilled every one of them except three, which he fulfilled in the last days. Hallelujah. And I wrote a book called Noon, which talks about each month of the year on Jesus' calendar. Hallelujah. And things that he did in the Word on those months, he can repeat in those months. And also, there's hours in the day when he's done things in the Word that he wants to repeat on those hours of the day. It's just so important. And we have to get back to our Hebrew roots in Jesus. And the third book I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity, Explaining the Trinity. You can get these books by going to www.tatepublishing.com. That's Tate. Publishing.com. Click on books, do a search, Henry Space Walker, and you see my books. Make sure you get Noon, the second edition. It's got much more scriptures in it. And you can download Noon and Demystifying the Trinity right then and there, reduced price. You can also get these books at a reduced price through me on a quantity basis of your church or prayer group. Just call me up. And if you want to make a tax deductible donation to this ministry, make it out to New Life Revival at P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979. And that repeat at the end of the broadcast. And if you want to follow me as far as my event schedule, just look on my website at henrywalker.org. And remember, to next time, this is Apostle Henry Walker saying, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.